It's Tuesday, December 19, 2023, and you are listening to Uranium Spotlight Podcast, Nuclear's Resurgence in a Clean Energy World. Brought to you by PurePoint Uranium Group, trading on the TSX Venture and the OTCQB. Before we take a break for the holiday season, we wanted to thank you for making our weekly Uranium Spotlight Podcast such a success. We will be back on January 9, 2024. And now your host, Chris Frostad.
This week on Uranium Spotlight, we're reviewing those stories that made the biggest impact on the uranium market during 2023 and what waits for us in the coming year. Last week saw the spot price of uranium surge past the mid-$80 mark, representing more than a 70% increase since January 1st of this year. Most of that occurred in the final few months of the year, where the markets appear to have experienced a tipping point as near-term demand begins to truly exceed supply. Predictions of heightened nuclear demand, political divisions, and a decade of stagnation in the advancement of new nuclear projects have all led to this point in time, and given the inelasticity of uranium prices, the upper level is undeterminable. A number of events during 2023 truly lit the fuse of the current price jump and set the stage for the coming year. Niger, the world's seventh largest producer of uranium, has produced approximately 5% of global uranium supply for the past several years. It also produces 20% of France's uranium supply and 25% of the European Union's supply. At the end of July in 2023, officers of Niger's presidential guard initiated a coup and took the president of the country into custody. This represents that country's fifth military coup since their independence from France in 1960, on top of a number of failed attempts. The coup was met with sanctions and threats of military intervention from its Western African neighbors. Those threats, however, have gone unfulfilled. Sanctions, on the other hand, have not. Orano's uranium treatment facility shut down production in the country, owing primarily to a lack of necessary materials. Some mines, which are still in development, also suffered setbacks due to the coup and the consequential political instability of Niger and the region. While several accounts on social media and the internet have recently claimed that the new government of Niger has banned the sale of uranium for export or has tried to artificially inflate the price, this appears to be untrue. The Niger coup prompted the spot price move from $56 a pound U.S. on June 24th to $63 a pound 2 months later, shortly after Orano's treatment plant was shut down. In May of 2023, it was announced that Russian state-owned corporation Rosatom would take a 49% stake in a Kazakh uranium mine forecasted to be the world's largest and would produce more than 10% of global production within 3 years. This would give Russia significant security of supply for its enrichment facilities, which help produce as much as half of the world's nuclear fuel. This move, however, means that other utilities seeking to buy supplies of the raw material will be put at a bit of a loss. In addition, it was announced in November that Chinese corporations, including China National Uranium Corporation, State Nuclear Uranium Resources Development Company, as well as a subsidiary of China General Nuclear Power Group, bought up large amounts of uranium from Kazakhstani sources. This is on top of numerous other deals transacted over the past year or so. Since the Chinese deal was announced in November, uranium spot prices have risen approximately 15%. As Russia and China tie up Kazakhstan's uranium supply and remove it from the market, Western utilities have become increasingly panicked as to how they will secure the fuel needed to keep their reactors running. Although the effects are yet to be fully measured, this past week, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to pass on to the Senate for confirmation a bill which would ban the sale of Russian uranium to U.S. sources. The Senate's leaders have said that they will not support it without provisions being added to the bill, which would allow for a significant stimulus to U.S. production of various types of nuclear fuel. The bill does not seem to have bipartisan support. However, with Russia supplying 12% of U.S. uranium, this legislation could have outsized effects on the uranium market. If a ban on Russian uranium passes the Senate this coming year, or if Russia abruptly stops uranium exports on news of a U.S. ban, it will cause U.S. utilities that are reliant on Russian uranium to rush to the spot market, and the result would be a large jump in prices. The uranium market in 2024 faces unique dynamics shaped by limited transaction volumes, notable price actions since mid-October, and a strategic shift among market participants regarding the uranium inventories. Financial entities' involvement, tightness in the conversion market, and enrichers favoring overfeeding in the Western fuel market contribute to the current market dynamics. Market-related contracts leveraged to spot prices are capped and delayed, impacting uranium producers with such contracts. Cameco's Q3 2023 MD&A disclosure highlights the structure of these contracts, with floors around $50 a pound and ceilings approaching $90 a pound, indicating a limit on leverage even in market-related contracts. Production and investment decisions are primarily influenced by term prices, with recent term contracting activity at its highest level in a decade. In a recent update from TD Securities, they noted that the term price of $66 a pound, although increased, remains below their minimum incentive price of $75 a pound U.S. Despite this, the uranium outlook is optimistic, with governments recognizing nuclear power's role in a low-carbon grid. Supply buffers from surplus inventories and secondary feeds are diminishing, leading to increased demand on primary uranium supplies. TD's forecasted uranium price has been increased to $80 a pound U.S. in 2024, reflecting the favorable conditions in the market. Also anticipating a brighter 2024 are uranium explorers, who are actively raising funds in December for their 2024 programs. In almost every case, announced financings were immediately increased due to strong investor demand. Azincourt Energy raised $2 million. PurePoint Uranium put nearly $4.5 million in the bank. Latitude Resources closed their $6 million financing. Forum Energy Metals raised $10 million. Kanalaska Uranium raised $12 million. And on the heels of announcing their acquisition of 92 Energy and Latitude, Atha Energy announced a $23 million private placement. 2024 is teed up to be a very exciting year on all fronts. And that wraps up the Uranium Spotlight podcast for 2023. Happy holidays, and check back on January 9th, 2024, and every Tuesday after that to stay up to date on those stories driving the uranium market.
You've been listening to Uranium Spotlight, your weekly podcast dedicated to delivering the latest news and events shaping the uranium fuel market and its critical role in the global energy landscape. Brought to you by PurePoint Uranium Group. PurePoint actively operates a portfolio of advanced uranium projects in the world's richest uranium district and has established partnerships with some of the largest uranium suppliers worldwide. Join us again next year for Uranium Spotlight.